Oh, we were at the school board meeting. We were the celebrating excellence portion about 2 weeks ago, so that might have been where you
were. You were also at the Think Indigenous Conference.
Oh, okay. Yes,
yes. Exactly. Just a little. So our first question is, how much of your research prioritized or just like held light to youth perspective?
I'd say 100. Well, not 100 because we put in our own perspectives. Mm-hmm. I would say 95.
Yeah, it was quite high.
Yeah, we went in wanting to get the youth voice, so it was dominant. You know, we can't go in with as a blank slate because we have our backgrounds and understanding. So that was in there as well. But I'd say 90 plus.
So was this through like surveys mostly, or how did you guys contact the youth?
I got access through my school division, and so we got permission, and then we went in and we got consent forms from them.
Okay.
They journaled anonymously
to
us every week, and so we provided a question that was sort of based on the previous week's ideas and some of our own ideas, and then we held 5 focus groups, so 5 lunch hours throughout the semester. We brought different groups in, and we asked questions, and we recorded it, and then we had the data transcribed.
Yeah.
And then we went through all of that conversation.
Oh, that's so cool.
Nice. Mm-hmm. And then our second and last one is, we read that you had a lot of implementation in an LGBTQ course in Moose Jaw.
Yeah.
And so, given that, do you think that because mental illness is more prevalent in that community, that it requires a different approach or different perspectives?
That it requires a different approach in the community we're using the curriculum in?
Just a different approach in like mental health, I guess.
Like help. Or addressing mental health like in the LGBTQ community, do you think it requires a different approach?
Oh, okay. Yes and no. I guess there are different barriers for people who identify, and there are different obstacles, and every community has its own, and so there are probably approaches that would be good for all humans, but I think there are probably targeted approaches that would affect them.
Just one more question. Yeah. Do you think the knowledge you gained from this sort of study affirmed or like denied the existing knowledge about mental health among youth?
For me, it was mostly affirming. I think as a teacher, first, and a person who experiences their own anxiety, I could totally relate to most of these things, and as a teacher, I knew this stuff would come up. I actually thought class presentations would be number one, not tests. So that was the only thing that was new, I guess. And I was also surprised at the amount of anxiety caused by social situations. So I think social world is very different from when I was in high school.
And I'll just add to that, what surprised me, I think most of what I semi-expected, but what surprised me was how readily students talk about anxiety. There was no, I expected a stigma. I expected hesitation. But students wanted us to know. I know when Jen talked to them, she said, we want this information so we can help. So they wanted
to
give us that.
Someone to
they just wanted us to listen, to get it out there, to see if there's, changes could be made.
So they wanted someone to follow through. Like, they were talking about actually following through. They're like, what are you actually doing with this? So I think they're happy that we present here. This is the second or third time we presented this information. So.
Oh, nice.
That's cool.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.